C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Est, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I am talking about The Wolves of London by Mark Morris. First published by Titan Books in 2014. Today it's a mix of crime, fantasy, horror, and a bit of sci-fi. Now, Alex is an ex-con. After serving his time for an armed robbery as a stupid teenager, now he has a respectable life as a psychology lecturer. But his daughter is in trouble. Her boyfriend has got involved with the wrong people, and now he's in debt to a drug dealer, and they've threatened her life as well. Alex has to find £10,000 to guarantee his daughter's safety. Alex has a number in a drawer, a person he can call from his days in prison, but it's a number he swore he would never use, not unless it was serious. And this is. So he calls and he meets up with Benny, the big man in prison, a man who took a liking to him for some reason. Alex didn't know quite what to expect, but Benny puts him in touch with Munro, a friend who has a job, a burglary that will pay off his daughter's boyfriend's debts and leave him a little excess cash for himself. He meets with Munro, an attractive nightclub owner, and she tells him that she has a friend who wants to get hold of one item, a priceless artifact, an obsidian heart. It seems like an easy job, but as soon as Alex touches the heart, he knows this is not going to turn out how he expected. Now, this book starts off as a very straight crime novel. A man with a dodgy past who is trying to go straight but needs to do one last job to protect his family. It travels along in a really straightforward fashion until one chapter when everything suddenly gets very, very weird. The setting turns from a current-day London to a world filled with encroaching shadows, creatures made out of doll parts and snakes, men with syringes for fingers, and the real world falls away very, very quickly. The obsidian heart itself is corrupting and mysterious, and Alex is drawn further and further into this strange world. And he cannot turn away after his other daughter, Kate, is kidnapped, and apparently the Wolves of London are responsible, an infamous and feared London underworld gang. As the book progresses, the world gets weirder and weirder, and not only the horror amps up, but there are also elements of time travel involved. Now, this is a real mishmash of genres, and all of my favourite genres, to be fair, even with a little jaunt into Victorian London. The horror is visceral, creepy, and downright bizarre, but the first chapters are like any London crime novel. And the main character, Alex, he's a complex character with a rich and very messed up backstory. He's stubborn and curious and dubious and completely confused a lot of the time. Now, I thoroughly enjoyed this strange journey, but my only criticism is this is not a standalone book. This is a first in a series. The Wolves of London ended without any closure on most of the plot lines, which I found incredibly frustrating, leaving me on a cliffhanger with so many unanswered questions. Now, I think there needs to be some kind of warning label on a book like this, so consider yourself warned. But while I was on the ride, I really did have fun. The two other books in the Obsidian Heart series are The Society of Blood and The Wraiths of War. So if you enjoy ex-cons going straight, strange exotic objects, time travel, shadows, and genre bending, I really recommend The Wolves of London. So thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any questions or any feedback, or if you just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.